This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The investigation into the engine failure of a Boeing 777 could take more than a year. Although photos of the failed jet engine from Saturday's incident near Denver, Colorado, clearly shows blades of the engine missing. Both the Federal Aviation Administration and the NTSB are investigating the incident. California lawmakers on Monday cleared the way for 5.7 million people to get at least $600 in one-time payments, part of a state-sized coronavirus relief package aimed at helping lower-income people in the Golden State. Governor Gavin Newsom said he will sign it into law on Tuesday. People who are eligible for the money should get it between 45 days and 60 days after receiving their state tax refunds. That's according to the Franchise Tax Board. The Indiana House voted Monday to eliminate the license to carry a handgun in the state. House Bill 1369, which passed the House by a 65-30 vote, now heads to the Senate. It repeals a law that requires a person to obtain a license to carry a handgun in Indiana. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden is focusing on small businesses for PPP benefits. Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg reports.
President Biden is making changes to the main U.S. coronavirus aid program for small businesses to try to reach smaller, minority-owned firms and sole proprietors left behind in previous rounds of aid. Starting on Wednesday for 2 weeks, the SBA will only accept applications for forgivable PPP loans from firms with fewer than 20 employees to ensure that they are not crowded out by larger firms. The changes make it easier for businesses with no employees, sole proprietors, independent contractors, and self-employed people such as house cleaners and personal care providers that could not qualify previously because of business cost deductions.
Sunday's Dixie Vodka 400 NASCAR Cup Series starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. You can watch it on Fox or MRN. Last year's event was won by Denny Hamlin. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Biden administration continues to erode the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, through their policies. From the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau, Dan Araki reports.
The Biden administration has issued a new set of enforcement guidelines for immigration and customs enforcement. The memo released late last week instructs agents to get pre-approval before arresting some illegal immigrants if they don't fall into three narrow categories. Former acting ICE Director Tom Holman says that policies like that are attempting to tear the agency apart. He tells Fox News that he sees the administration's new policies as trying to stop immigration enforcement.
You can't destroy the agency and move everybody over to one side of the house. You got two different types of law enforcement officers in ICE. You have deportation officers, you have special agents. Deportation officers enforce immigration law. They have Title 8 authority. And special agents, they have Title 8 authority, but they also have Title 19 authority and Title 21 authority by statute that the other officers don't have. So you can't just tear the agency apart because you want to stop immigration enforcement. But that, I think that's your end game, right? So, you know, I've said it many times, they'll never abolish ICE. But they will, you know, they'll cripple them with money and they'll cripple them with policies, and that's what they're doing.
ICE was founded under Bush 43 in March of 2003 to protect the United States from cross-border crime and illegal immigration that threaten national security and public safety. Sunday's Dixie Vodka 400 NASCAR Cup Series event starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. Last year's event was won by Denny Hamlin. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. Hour three of today, Tuesday morning, February the 23rd. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we're going to be talking about this new book, The Dictatorship of Woke Capital, How Political Correctness Captured Big Business. Stephen Sokup joins us now. A little bit of background of Stephen. He's the senior commentator, vice president, publisher of the Political Forum, an independent research provider that delivers research and consulting services to the institutional investment community with an emphasis on economic, social, political, and geopolitical events likely to have an impact on the financial markets in the U.S. and abroad. Stephen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Bill.
Okay, Stephen, this book, The Dictatorship of WoCap, why did you have to write this? This seems like You know, this was one of those gnawing concepts that kept waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, "Hey, you've got to put this down on paper."
Well, it was. As my bio that you just read suggests, I've been an analyst in the financial services world for a long time, for nearly a quarter century now, and my focus has been on the intersection between politics and markets. That's been my background, and yet about 2 years ago in conversation with a handful of people, most notably Justin Danhoff of the Free Enterprise Project,
yes,
part of the National Center for Public Policy Research, I became aware of a broader politicization of capital markets that even I was unaware of. After 25 years in the business, I was shocked. And when we shared this information with our clients, a great many of them were shocked as well. So, yeah, this has been gnawing at me, and it was something that I felt we needed to share with the entire world.
You know, and I think it's interesting, your realization, similar to ours as well, because we've been at the intersection of faith and politics. And the takeaway after this last election was, you know, how has politics served you? Are you better off because of politics today, or are you worse off? And the general consensus is people aren't too happy with what, you know, the political environment has delivered for them. I mean, it's become, you know, quite infected. We need a disinfectant of the political waters because they're rather murky. And we're at a point right now where the political process has us at each other's throat. There's no e pluribus unum. There's no unum in the e pluribus. I mean, we're many people, and we're diverse, and you know, the game of identity politics is in full form in this current political environment, and so it's been contributing in terms of unfortunately, in a way that is not in the best interest of the people that should be served. So, whether we're talking about markets or We're talking about families, marriages, you know, on and on. I mean, it's amazing to me how the political process has corrupted just about every institution in our country today. Now, that's pretty broad brush, and I don't mean to sound so bleak about it, but I can see where the tentacles are having its influence in all these different areas of the American way of life.
Yeah, well, there's no question, and I don't think that that's overly bleak or overly broad, the picture that you've just painted there. The politicization of everything is probably the greatest tragedy in Western civilization in the late 20th century, early 21st century. It is probably, in fact, a significant contributor to the tragedies of the first half of the 20th century as well. So it's an enormous problem. It is something that bifurcates the people into distinct camps, friends versus enemies, and it's something that affects more and more aspects of our lives because there is a faction within our society that wants for politics to govern more and more of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the truth of the matter, that there is that particular force. And we have the elites, you can call them the deep state or whatever, that has taken a stronghold of this. Never what our founding fathers expected and never what most Americans ever expected would happen to America. But, you know, why should we be the exception? I mean, this is the story of just about every nation and empire since the history of man.
Well, certainly it's been the story of every nation and empire in the last couple hundred years. Modern Western liberal state is wonderful for a great many things, but what it tends to do is to turn everything into a political issue, which leads in turn to a politicized state, which leads in turn as well to the total state, which is, I think, very much where we are now. And very much the precursor to the types of regimes that we saw in the first half of the last century.
So in your conversation with Justin Danhof, and as you continued, and Justin's been on the show many times, and always appreciate what he brings to bear on, you know, the reality of our world, what's been happening, you know, and making people aware of what, you know, corporate America is doing with this money. And if people realized, and people are realizing, that their investment in some of these major corporations is not in their best interest, it's not an America First ideal, it's more of a globalist movement. What do you say?
Well, yeah, it's not only a globalist movement, but it's an idea that it's an anti-democratic movement, more than anything. It's a belief that in this country dates probably 250 years ago, that there are people in society who understand the issues more intrinsically and more effectively than most people can, and that it's their responsibility, therefore, to act to create a better society, whether the people want it or not. The idea is that if you have this specialized knowledge, if you have this specialized wisdom, that you have a responsibility to go around the people to achieve the ends that are best for society, regardless of what the people want.
When has that proven to work?
Well, never. Right. You know, that's the problem. Is that, you know, even the practitioners of administration, professional administration in this country, be it public administration or business administration, have acknowledged that insulating these experts, insulating our administrators of our polities from the people, is inherently dangerous. What they did to change that, however, was not particularly welcomed. It didn't work out particularly well. So, you know, we've ended up with this situation in which these would-be guardians of our society continue to impose their beliefs on us, but also continue to use their values to substitute for the values of the people.
We've got to go to break, and we'll unwrap it further with Stephen Sokup in his book, The Dictatorship of the Woke Capital. Stay with
us. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, it really is the Founding Fathers' ideal is that we would be a community that was service-oriented, including our elected officials. But they've lost their way. They've become elites quite arrogantly, and they believe that they're here to be served and not to serve. This is the rub. This is why Donald Trump was such a shock to the ruling class of America today. And in his latest book, Stephen Silkup, the vice president and publisher of the Political Forum, author of this new book, Dictatorship of Woke Capital, How Political Correctness Captured Big Business. You know, Stephen, I got to tell you, it's not only big business, it's so pervasive that it's captured just about every element of our lives today. I mean, we're at a point where families are being broken up, over this environment, this woke capital, marriages, corporate interest. I mean, this thing has metastasized. What is it going to take to where, you know, finally there's enough pushback or, you know, somebody, some voice is able to break through? Because somebody even who was able to break through quite emphatically with some 75 million people to say, look, this is not the way we want it to be, that we need to really look, you know, and go back to first principles and consider America first. So even Donald Trump could not do it. But it takes something, I think, even much more dramatic and powerful. And that's where, you know, I go back to we the people, those three most powerful words in our U.S. Constitution. What say you?
Well, the first thing, you're absolutely right. This is pervasive within our society, within our civilization. And that's the way it was intended to be. One of the things that I discuss in the book is the intellectual stream that begins in the aftermath of World War One in Europe, in Germany and in Italy, with Antonio Gramsci, and then what became the Frankfurt School in Germany. And it's this idea that the reason that the communist revolution didn't take place is because the workers of the world are trapped in this false consciousness, which is perpetuated by these cultural hegemons led principally by the Christian faith. And so what was advocated then was what the East German Marxist Rudi Dutschke later called the Long March to the Institutions, which was the effort to take all of the institutions for the cultural left, which they believed would prepare society properly for revolution. And so they began their long march, and it was education and media and entertainment and religion. All of the cultural institutions of the West have slowly but surely been taken over exactly. By these cultural leftists. Business was the last standing institution, and that has been the traditional values of business have been slowly but surely eroded as well over the last couple of decades. So the transition is almost entirely complete. And so that it is no coincidence that you feel like this is everywhere and that it's all throughout society, because that was the plan. What will it take to fix it? Unfortunately, what I think it will take to fix will be a lot of pain. The Soviet Union fell because communism was inherently a failed economic strategy. Cultural leftism is also inherently mistaken. The cultural Marxist aspects of business are going to result in the misallocation of capital. What is going to have to happen is for sort of a society-wide failure of these institutions, which will cause an awful lot of pain to an awful lot of people.
You know, if it gets to that point, if a revolution doesn't happen first, but at some point it seems to be on the horizon. Yeah, the thing that is so amazing to me is that, Stephen, and I've said this before, what socialism gives you is the realm of the theoretical, which is quite ironic, because this is a group right now that is championing the cause of science. Oh, you got to listen to the science. You got to listen to the science. Well, you can apply science to this and say it doesn't work. I mean, you're operating and you are choosing to ignore practical science and, you might even say business law that has been proven in time and history. You want to throw that aside for something that never in the history of man has proven to be beneficent or worthwhile to any culture. Am I getting that wrong?
No, you're absolutely getting it right. I've taken a little bit of criticism from some of my friends on the right because of my disdain for the Enlightenment. But I'm a conservative in the tradition of Russell Kirk, and I'm mm-hmm. a communitarian in the tradition of Alistair McIntyre, and I believe that the Enlightenment and the Enlightenment project of destroying the existing moral order is one of the great tragedies in human history. The 250 years since then has been a succession of various attempts to create a new moral order in the absence of the traditional moral order, and all of those efforts have been failures. And in business, this is what's precisely what has taken place over the last, say, 50 years. Milton Friedman, in the early 1970s, offered what we call today the Friedman Doctrine, which says that if somebody gives you their money, it is your responsibility to take care of it responsibly. If a shareholder invests in your corporation, your responsibility is to make them money. That is more or less the parable of the talents retold in a modern setting. The left doesn't care for that. They don't care for Friedman. They don't care for that type of moral aspect of capitalism. And so essentially what they've done is try to replace it with a new moral order based more on a democratization or a communitarian notion of capitalism, which is what we see today. This is a big part of the dictatorship of world capital.
Yeah, and then you're stepping away also under their program. There's no ethics involved. So there's no responsibility, to the people that you're serving. That if you know, for example, that you're dealing with a particular group, I mean, this is why they want to cancel out all forms of religion. Once again, historically, they come after people of faith, whether it's today it's Christians, previously it was Catholics still Christians, but, in terms of a targeted group. In fact, I was just watching a movie, Roe v. Wade, which is coming out, and they'd sent me a screener to take a look at it. And this is what they did. I mean, they went after the Catholic Church. So clearly, part of their strategy is you go after people of faith, because if you can unravel their faith and belief system, then they're easily moldable and congenial to this new idea, because it's no longer God Almighty. It's the new God that came out of this gold and this molten calf that just happened to pop out. And now here's your new God to serve.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. The idea, man is inherently drawn to purpose, to goals, and to moral order. And so if you destroy the existing purpose, the existing goal, the existing moral order, then it's not like nothing replaces it. Something replaces it, and these people have taken it upon themselves
exactly.
to replace it with their values.
Yeah, exactly. And think of it. Again, such arrogance that somehow they would put themselves in place of God and ignore the natural moral order that we have seen proven time and again. Stephen Sokov, congratulations on the book. Highly recommend this. This is a deep dive into what's happening with our culture, the dictatorship of woke capital. The book available at all the usual places, and we'll link it on our website as well. Stephen, again, thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I appreciate that.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The investigation into the engine failure of a Boeing 777 could take more than a year, although photos of the failed jet engine from Saturday's incident near Denver, Colorado, clearly shows blades of the engine missing. Both the Federal Aviation Administration and the NTSB are investigating the incident. California lawmakers on Monday cleared the way for 5.7 million people to get at least $600 in one-time payments, part of a state-sized coronavirus relief package aimed at helping lower-income people in the Golden State. Governor Gavin Newsom said he will sign it into law on Tuesday. People who are eligible for the money should get it between 45 days and 60 days after receiving their state tax refunds. That's according to the Franchise Tax Board. The Indiana House voted Monday to eliminate the license to carry a handgun in the state. House Bill 1369, which passed the House by a 65-31 vote, now heads to the Senate. It repeals a law that requires a person to obtain a license to carry a handgun in Indiana. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your throne. The strength, the fight, your gold. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
Hey, that's me. And we've got Jeannie Ortega Law with us, who asked the question that maybe you found yourself hearing yourself ask and go, what is happening to me? And how do we defeat this unseen enemy? Jeannie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Oh, gosh, I'll tell you, the honor is ours. I just so appreciated that, you know, in your book that Daryl Strawberry had written, you know, the foreword for you. And we just interviewed Daryl a couple of weeks back, you know, on his new book, you know, which was so much fun. Because I'm an old baseball kid, you know, we had a baseball family, and Daryl Strawberry, and I'd met him years ago when he was in Southern California. That's where I used to be based out of. And, you know, he and his wife, just very, very sweet people. And, of course, his book, Turn Your Season Around, How God Transforms Your Life. I mean, it's amazing because, you know, I kind of grew up with Daryl Strawberry, and I saw, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, all that he went through.
Right.
But for God. But for God.
Right.
And what an incredible transformation, right?
Yes, absolutely. And it was, you know, Daryl and Tracy are really good friends of mine. And just to have him, you know, endorse my book the way he did and lend his voice to just promoting the message that God has placed in my heart was truly a blessing. I'm a New Yorker. My family, we are diehard Mets fans.
Yes.
And you know, diehard if we're still fans.
well, I'm down. Hey, you know, I'm down in Florida, so I'm not too far away from, you know, where the Mets play. Their spring training,
right.
You know, is part of the spring training,
yes.
and their double A team down there. And which, you know, Tim Tebow, until he resigned, he played out of there for a season, and what an incredible story. But, yes, I want you to know, Jeannie, I have a Mets hat, okay? I want you to know.
Awesome.
So.
Yes, that makes you cool in my book.
I have the Florida Mets hat, not the New York. But I'll tell you, my heart has always been, for some reason, I was born and raised in Southern California, but there's something about New York. And, in fact, many years ago, had an opportunity to go to work at WNBC TV, and we couldn't agree on money. So I ended up staying in Los Angeles. I was in LA radio at the time, and was looking, you know, to break through for TV news and that sort of thing. But my first experience, I said, oh my gosh, I need to be here. This is my city. I love the energy. And I just appreciated, you know, the people, even as ornery as they can be. I wasn't threatened by it, you know, because it can be threatening.
Means you can hang. I mean, New York is a very special place. I mean, it's where I was born and raised, and I adore the culture and the food and all that. But, you know, I have since moved out of New York. I'm actually in Florida myself now. And I appreciate it now from a distance.
Yes, right.
I like having space. I like looking up and the sky is clear, and I like smelling clean air.
Right. and you have governance that makes sense here in this state. I can appreciate that. We can actually still go to, go to a restaurant and have dinner. Yeah, wear a mask when you get in. After that, you're okay. But great people here in Florida. And I've been here now for 9 years, and I was wondering why God wanted to move me from, California to Florida. He definitely had his reason, and I'm thanking God every day. I'm sure glad that I'm here right now, but I definitely feel for the rest of the country, that is being, you know, so severely impacted and oppressed by, you know, these natural events that have taken place here recently. But we have the government that we elect, and it's if we elected them in, we can elect them out and get people in here that are more responsive. But that's a whole other story. But I want to talk about your book. You talk in your book about, of course, growing up in New York, and of course, you're Jeannie, but, I'm thinking you're like Jenny on the block here, you know?
Yeah, Jeannie on the block, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. And I was totally that girl, you know? And I guess that's the culture in New York. There's that, you know, you're on the block and everyone knows who you are and everyone, you know. In my instance, I have either had people who loved me or hated me. There was no in between.
Well, because here it is, people probably, you know, because you said even at an early age, you were like God's chosen child. You're the only green-eyed member of your family, and, and there was something special about you. And like anything, you know, that God has ordained or sanctified, because that's what he's done, he's set you apart, you're going to be picked on. And so you've gone through that in your experience. And here you are also in your family. I mean, your family, regardless of its certain practices, you know, there were some interesting dynamics within your family. I mean, they were spiritual. I mean, your family was looking for spiritual answers, weren't they?
Right. And it's funny that you say that, because I've been doing interviews for the book, and I do find that people that are, you know, seeking spiritual or the supernatural, or even people that feel like they have spiritual gifts, I think the Christian church can do a better job at helping, steer those people in the right direction. I feel like sometimes that's kind of pushed away. And so then you have these other people that practice witchcraft and all these other things that are like, hey, come over here on this side. We'll embrace your spirituality. We'll show you how to go. You know, and I really think it's the enemy's trap. For people who do have a spiritual inclination, and then growing up as a Latina, I can't tell you how many times I hear people today say, I'm a spiritual person. Like, I'm not religious. I'm just spiritual.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, well, let's take that spirituality and let me introduce you to the only spirit
that you can
be allowing into your life, the Holy Spirit.
Well, the thing is even Jesus resented the religious people. Because it was all about show and no go. There was no substance, you know. They were white sepulchers, he said, because it was all external. And so, okay, so you consider yourself spiritual. You know, what is the depth of your spirituality? Where is the fruit? Where is God transforming you and you transforming others? Because that's the process. That's what we're here for, is to be transformed and to be a transforming agent. Like with you, with what's happening to me. I mean, this is a powerful story, your story that you're sharing with everybody. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate, especially people, with Hispanic backgrounds and that sort of thing, because they run the full breadth and dynamic. I mean, even though most of us were raised Catholics, there's still, you know, that element of witchcraft and things that come in, which is all, it's a counterfeit. It's man's, replacement for the authentic. But if you don't understand it, our natural inclination is to worship something. We're designed to worship. And we're going to worship something. And so the challenge is it the genuine? Is it the authentic? Or is it the counterfeit?
Right. And then, yeah, that's it right there. I think what you said was so important because, you know, I've had conversations with my family members who are still practicing, you know, Santeria and witchcraft. And, you know, and my biggest testimony is, okay, this is what you choose to practice, but what is the fruit of it?
Exactly.
You know, I've given my life to Jesus, and I've surrendered all of my giftings and talents to Him and to His presence, to His Spirit, and you can see the fruit of it. My question is, why is the fruit of what you're doing lead to such torture and torment in your own life? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's really what breaks my heart, because that's your family and you want to see them succeed and strive and you want to see them be free, obviously, in Christ. But the biggest indicator that there's something off and something wrong with false religions and false spirituality is what's the fruit of it.
Exactly. Because that's how we'll know them. She's a chart-topping singer, speaker, media personality, journalist, actress from New York City. Her TV show, In the Mix, appears on TBN, Salsa Network, and 24 Flicks. We're talking with Jeannie Ortega-Law about her new book. More for her after this.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. In Ephesians 6:12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We need to understand, you know, going back to the book of Genesis, that there are forces there that are working against God's purposes, because it all goes with that question, Jeannie, you know, that Satan asked our original parents, did God really say? Because if they could bring God's credibility and authority into question, then God is not God. And at that point, anybody could be on the throne, right?
Right.
And so it's like, okay, so what voices are we going to hear? And thank God, God in his inimitable wisdom and mercy realized that, you know, his creation is living in a fallen world, and what he gives us is the ultimate sacrifice of his one and only son to bring us back home. And meanwhile, it's up to us to fearfully work out our salvation, to trust God in the midst of all these contrarian voices, like the voice that Eve heard in the Garden of Eden that caused her to fall and put upon us the original sin that we deal with to this day, right?
Absolutely. And you know what? The Bible is clear. People are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, mm-hmm. and not knowing who our God is and his nature, and really taking that time to know him is what leads us astray. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I had no idea who God was. And I'm so grateful that he pursued me until I was able to get to know him. You know, growing up in the ghetto in Brooklyn and then becoming a pop star. And, you know, the enemy was always pursuing me. But, you know, God was always there pursuing me and as well. And, you know, really letting me know that there was an alternative path that I could go down. And, I think about it now and I'm like, there's so many things that I did was in foolishness and not knowing who God really was, not understanding God. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's really important for us, the believers, to get to know who our God is and stop associating the lies of the enemy with our God.
because of all that you went through in, you know, Hollywood and growing up, and, you know, you're a star and all that, and, you know, and everything all along with it, it's easy to get caught up in the things of this world. As you said, you were dealing with witchcraft, abuse, attacks, depression, suicidal thoughts, rejection.
Yeah.
People go, wait, why are you? I mean, you're all that. You're at the top of your career. Why are you dealing with all that? So what crossroad did you hit that finally said, okay, Jesus, I'm yours?
Yeah, well, I think that that's a false perception in the world, that once you gain success and you fulfill your dreams, that everything will be better. Once you get all this money, you know, everything will be better. And for me, I did that. I ran away from my home and my suicidal thoughts and all of that into the music industry and became a pop star and, you know, gained all this success, all this fame, and was still completely broken. I was, you know, there's a God-shaped hole in all of our hearts. There's a void that only God can fulfill. I don't care how successful we are, how old we are, how young we are. That's the truth for every human that's living. And it wasn't the same for me. I didn't know that it was a God-shaped hole. I kept trying to fill it with success, with music, with men, with all these different things, until someone invited me to a Christian church. And I experienced the tangible presence of God. Mm. And then, you know, he began to do a heart heal, like a healing in my heart, where I felt my heart begin to burn with just, it was like freedom. You know, he was doing surgery and all the pain and the years of pain and anger and all this thing that money could not have the answer to.
Right,
I know
exactly.
Money has the answer for a lot of things, but not deep in our souls and our hearts. And it was God. Mm-hmm. And yeah, for me, that made the all the difference. I'm a very loyal person, a Puerto Rican girl that grew up in New York City, you know, in the ghetto of New York City. We're raised very loyal. And when I realized that it was God, when I realized that all along it was God that I needed, it was God that I was missing, it was God that I was ignoring, it was God who can give me true purpose and true life and true hope, then my loyalties completely shifted and I wanted to know more about this God.
Well, Jeannie, you're very vulnerable in your book, What is Happening to Me. I mean, you lay it out. I mean, dealing with suicidal thoughts, you know, overcoming lust, anger, addictions, the things that are common to all men, that men and women would say, God can't deal with this. I'm so disposable. I am so broken. I am such a mess that God shouldn't care about me. But that's a lie from the devil, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what the enemy wants us to think. But, you know, what I've discovered in my own life, even in my most broken, God has never loved me more. You know, he loved me so much, and he always loved me, which is why he was always present, even when I didn't even care who he was. You know, there was always seeds of light in my story. And I believe that that's true for all of us. We're alive today because the very breath that we breathe, God chose to give it to us.
Exactly.
You know, he loves us that much. That's reminding us constantly, I have a purpose for your life. You're not disposable. You're not useless. You know, the world might reject you, but I will never reject you. I love you, and I'm still here. You know, the very breath that we breathe is a reminder of God's faithfulness. And that's something that we really got to hold on to, because the enemy loves to lie, to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his MO. And he does it to all of us. You know, he's not crafty at all.
Yeah. Well, that's one of my daily verses, by the way, from Acts 17:25. You know, for in him we live, move, and have our being. And one of my daily prayers and remindrance of, you know, from his word, that just like you said, the very breath that we breathe is because of him. And in this moment where you get to that point where you lay it out before God and say, God, okay, I'm going to trust you. Like as if God doesn't need to. It's not so much that God needs to hear it, but we need to hear it. We need to have that acknowledgement that we've messed up, And it's not like a, you know, a simple little, well, excuse me, I've messed up. It's like being specific. It's confessing. It's agreeing with God and seeing it the way God does. And it's quite crushing when you get to that point. But on the other side of that, like you say, is that God is there to pick you up, to say, you know what, little girl, that deal between you and me that you've known all your life, that deal I made with you, that's still on. You know, we're still in this, you and me together, because I promise you, I'd never leave you. I'd never forsake you. And I'm right there. And I hope that people are hearing your message, because no matter where they are right now, this is a message for them that regardless, you know, like one of the things you address, and it's quite interesting that you address this and unique, because I don't hear this very often, and I studied this when I was in Bible college, and you talk about giving the devil a foothold, a big foothold, because of, you know, looking for love in all the wrong places, is our lustful hearts can get us soul tied with people. And that gives the devil a foothold. And also what it does is when you realize that soul tie, that it works both ways. You know, you need to be liberated from that soul tie as much as that other person who's involved, because the two become one. You know, God says it's a mystery when the two become one, when we're intimate with somebody. Well, you don't want, you know, you don't want to be involved in some foreign menage a trois with somebody else's issue and their intimacy. And you want them to be free and to be able to enjoy intimacy to its fullest. And those soul ties, it's so important that those be broken and that you get out of those bad relationships that you write about in your book.
Absolutely. You know, we can even have those with, you know, friends and family members, just misplaced loyalties.
Exactly.
Where we feel like, you know, well, I can't really fully go in with God because I want to make sure that I can still be in with this person, and I have to impress them, or I have to kind of be loyal to them. But no one is as loyal as God is to us.
Amen.
So he takes precedence always. And, you know, when it comes to relationships, it's so important that we, you know, really protect, you know, this, if you're single and you haven't, you know, had a soul tie in that way, it's best. You know, you're meant to be with who your husband and wife is, and that's it.
Exactly.
Because that comes with a world of hurt, you know, and really being intentional about breaking soul ties and things like that. And people just don't, we take things so casually that we treat relationships casually, or, you know, oh, they came and they went and that's it. And as if our soul didn't bond with that person, and we have to take that to Jesus and actually deal with it. You know, everything in life, sometimes we just take it as it is what it is, but it isn't that. There is a very spiritual, a real spiritual realm and that's constantly trying to, you know, remove us from God, and God is constantly there saying, hey, don't get distracted with all
of that. Exactly. And a final note here in your book here, what is happening to me, is that understandably, this is a process. You're going to get through battle to battle. And as the Bible says, having done everything to stand, you keep standing against that enemy. You keep canceling that the voice of negativity and the counterfeit voice. And you hone in on the Word of God, right?
Absolutely. Greater is God in us than he that is in the world. We have authority. We have a divine authority in God.
And thank you, Jeannie Ortega.
Radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news? This week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
You've seen crazy